Good morning, and once again, we welcome to, well, once again, it's actually a first time for me to welcome to the Stadium of Sound, the studio at the Lifestyle
Theatre
Centre.
Of the mind.
The sponsors of the morning show.
Yes.
Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Valito in the personage of Donovan Chisholm and Ayanda Sibisi. Nice to see you both on this lovely Tuesday morning. And of course, Toyota Valito is legendary because...
Yeah.
Gee, award-winning dealership,
yep.
Lovely people, fabulous vehicles, and mm-hmm. they sponsor the best radio show on the dial. So welcome to you, Donovan. Welcome, Ayanda.
Thank you, Dave.
And let's talk about some of the presterang, as they say in the classic, some of the points that make your particular dealership so special.
So... Ayanda's usually full of words, and that's why I brought her along. She is the legendary TikTok spokesperson of our dealership, which makes us very warm place to come to.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I definitely think it's the vibe of the dealership. I think when you get inside
the dealership.
We just
need to get you a bit closer to the mic, then we'll be able to hear you nicely. So, Ayanda, you come from, from what I can gather, just behind the scenes, the cadet program. So you started off... literally your career as a learner,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly you've become the Belito dealership's TikTok star, and I believe selling new cars like hotcakes.
We're just trying. It's just been amazing. I think because I'm actually in the best dealership around, you know, a lot of traffic by the Belito, so it's just, yeah, it's been amazing.
Nice.
What is your approach to sales? It's always it's interesting. Everyone's got their own style.
I think for me, I just feel like since I'm coming from a different background, so it's being myself and making people happy. That's how I approach it. I'm like, let me just make your dream come true. That's it. I don't have like a plan. I just reach you. I'm like, who are you? Please tell me about you. Let's see how we can help you.
And everyone has got a particular hot button that you got to uncover as in sales. Yeah. You know, it's called buying signals. You got to look for those things. When someone comes in to look for a vehicle, how do you approach them?
For me, it's first, let's build rapport. Let me know you. Let me be your friend. And then it's going to be easy from there. Then I know exactly what you're looking for, and then, you know, I can give you some points as there and there, but then it's just basically knowing the customer. That's it.
And generally speaking, what sort of would a new car shopper be looking for?
I think right now, because everyone is all about technology, and the nice thing about Toyota is that we mix both technology and reliability. So I feel like when they come by our dealership, they know exactly what they're looking for. We've been in the market for years and years and years, and been number one for years. So it's just, they know exactly what they come from, what they're looking for. It's basically reliability.
Okay. And do you find that people tend to stick to the brand, the mark, as it's called in motoring parlance? You know, once you've owned a Toyota, you're unlikely to change,
definitely,
I believe.
Definitely.
You might, as your circumstances improve, you might look sort of higher up the fleet in terms of, well, I started off with a little tiny... Yaris, and now I'm looking at the very top of the range cruiser, you know, as life goes by and one's career improves. But generally people stick with a brand, isn't that so?
That's definitely so, because on our system we're able to see like the first car you bought. So it's easy for me to actually like, okay, no, you went from this car, you're going to this car now. Let's go for a bit higher. Let's go higher. Let's go bigger.
Okay. Donovan, I want to ask you, there's all sorts of rumblings in the marketplace at the moment about what's happening with Donald Trump and the tariffs, and the motoring industry in general seems to be in a little bit of a shock, because with tariffs disappearing, you find it's going to be a different landscape going forward. Have you been looking at those factors?
Dave, only thing... that I'm concerned about the rumbling in my tummy in the mornings. we generally don't listen to any rumblings. We all live here. We live here in the land of milk and honey, I call it, in Belito. And we believe that every day here is a Tuesday. You choose how you want your day to be.
Nice.
So, you know, when people come to the dealership, we, as Ayanda nicely explained to you, it's all about friendship. It's the vibe. So Yeah, we don't let those external factors affect us. Yeah. So
what are the factors that affect you? What is supply like? Because I believe in Toyota, sometimes the biggest problem is you just can't get enough stock. Everyone wants one.
Yeah, that's exactly. So often we have to plan ahead. We have to sell into the future. The clients understand that they're buying now, but they're buying for sort of in a month or 2 or 3's time. But the customers have come to sort of be aware of that, and you know they're prepared to wait for the quality and for the vehicle that they want. So,
On the floor right now at your dealership at the entrance to the Lifestyle Center, what are some of the star performers, the stars of the show?
So the star of the show for the last few years now has been the Corolla Cross, and specifically now the Corolla Cross Hybrid. As you can just take a drive out to the car park here, amongst all the Fortuners, you'll see all the Corolla Crosses. And now the Hybrid, you know, we're getting a lot more tech into that and a lot more units. So there's a lot more of that moving out. And then obviously also the little Starlet Cross, which is sort of purchased on order at the moment. But that's a highlight of the show, a nice little compact SUV that's full of value. And then there are obviously the big boys that you're trying to allude to, perhaps, and the Prado. Good news is that our list has come down substantially. We've been able to provide quite a few more of those this year, and so the wait time has been reduced now. So, yeah, come get your name down.
So you've got stock. There's lots of there's a range. You have a wide range. How many models are currently on the floor?
So who's listening to this show? Because just now you're going to be testing me. It feels like I'm going to test you. So there's 3 pages worth of models. There's a lot. I think we've got over 200 different models if you add up all the different derivatives and so forth. And you know, it's the weirdest thing, Dave. Some people come on the floor. Like this morning, there was one gap on the floor, and the customer says, "Oh, I see you don't have much stock on the floor." And I'm like, "Do you know how much stock there is? Or I don't see this color." And I'm thinking, this, if we add every color of every single vehicle, there's probably 800 derivatives.
In the old days, that was it. If you walk onto a dealer and it was like a raft of cars, and then you thought, okay, well, you've got lots of choice. Now, of course, these are just representative models on the floor.
Correct. Yeah.
And behind the scenes you can almost order whatever it is that.
Well, Toyota is the only brand in the country where you can go from 180,000 all the way up to 2.1 million. And every 10,000, and even within that, there's a model derivative that you can choose. Hmm. So, and you know, that's from a base model to commercial to obviously our high end, which nowadays, you know, Land Cruiser feels like you've put a steering wheel in your lounge, basically. It's that
comfortable.
It's great.
People that buy new cars, particularly, generally speaking, it's an investment. It's quite a considerable investment when you look at the numbers. And we pay about 20% more in South Africa for cars than it across the planet for whatever reason. It's a fact. It's a reality. But with a Toyota, generally speaking, finance is generally available for the qualified buyer, and your terms of payment can be really attractive, and then your resale value tends to be always, if it's well maintained, because good maintenance plans come with a new car purchase, so the car is always in tip-top condition when your time comes to trade up, as they say. So generally speaking, it's the peace of mind factor with buying Toyota. Absolutely. And especially from Bidvest, McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito, is really good. And this, I presume, is what drives the continued interest in becoming a Toyota owner.
Yeah, so that's why there's continual support from a Toyota owner. And that's why we make good friends of them, because they're not there. They're not going to buy now and not buy again in the future. So it's right that we do right by them now. So it's not just about the sale. And so part of this, you know, there's investor from Toyota Finance Services, from Toyota themselves, the dealership and the salespeople, in the sense that, you know, we have tailored like amazing finance deals, in particular one called Future Drive, which, you know, because your vehicle holds so much value down the line, you know you're going to get that value back.
So it takes the pressure of the monthly payments.
Yeah, we put a guarantee and it reduces probably up to about 25% of the value. And often we find that a customer over a four-year period brings the vehicle back. I just did one deal now for a customer that is fortunate for 4 years. He was paying just on $10,000, came back 4 years later, put him on the same program again, paying R1,000 less now for a brand-new vehicle. And he saved himself almost $150,000 over the time. So, that's just throwing some figures out there. But there's amazing stuff to be shown and where customers can get into a brand new vehicle and then rotate. Dave, do you still have the first vehicle that you purchased in your garage?
Look at my face. Look at the lines on my face. That was an Oxwagon.
So unfortunately, we can't finance Oxwagons, but you can make a business out of that. But yes, so like your cell phone, and you can ask Yanda. I mean, how many cell phones do you go through? Then nowadays, a car is seen as that. It's like that kind of commodity.
You just upgrade.
Yeah. That's where we come in now.
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of folks just upgrade for the tech because the tech is what's very exciting. I mean, the baseline model doesn't, it just gives you no trouble. You keep driving, you've got the comfort, etc. But the tech is what you want to have the latest. Yeah. I want the latest phone, latest car. And it's a bit of an accessory as well. So what you drive says a lot about who you are, baby. You want to drive.
Ayanda, what are you driving?
I drive the most reliable, fuel efficient vehicle, and that's the Toyota Vitz. Actually, a really good drive.
Yeah, well, you see, there's lots to chat about, and we're going to be having a regular conversation with our friends from Bidvest McCarthy, Toyota, Bolito. It'll be on a Friday going forward because that's going to be the slot, Friday morning. So we'll keep things tidy and keep you on the road with a smile. The proud sponsors of the morning show and my guests this morning have been Ayanda Sibisi and Donovan Chisholm, both of whom are new car sales professionals. If you're looking for a new beautiful new Toyota of any description, I suggest you pop along right now or after the show to Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito at the entrance to the Lifestyle Center. Ask for Donovan or Ayanda and they will look after you, put you in the car of your dreams. Guys, thanks so much for joining us on the morning show. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Dave, just on that, we're known as the North Coast Ninjas. We make cars disappear.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
We're not a museum. We're here to move them.
You make cars disappear.
We make cars disappear. We're not a museum.